was a massacre. Not just in terms of the number of injured and dead, but a massacre that any civilians should be killed, standing and defending their plant.
Overnight, Homestead becomes a searing symbol of life and death in industrial America.
Carnegie probably was appalled at what happened at Homestead. He prided himself on portraying his company as an enlightened, progressive company, which in many ways it was. What Homestead did was to catch a stain on that and on his reputation that he had a very hard time living down.
Carnegie extends his stay in Scotland, hoping the distance will allow the controversy to blow over. But American reporters track him down.
Excuse me, just a word.
No, gentlemen.
Mr. Carnegie, our readers.
At another time, gentlemen.
Just a word.
I'm not in the habit of giving interviews in the middle of public parks.
Mr. Carnegie,
get out of my damned way!
While Carnegie's hounded by press abroad, at home, the public's outrage is escalating. A new group is emerging, calling themselves the Anarchists. Known for their violent tactics, they are beginning to strike out whenever and wherever they see injustice. Now they've turned their attention to the massacre at Homestead, demanding payback. Their target is the chairman of Carnegie Steel. Henry Frick is determined to get steel production back up to speed. But his enemies have other plans.
Mr. Frick,